Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Time for a very late evolved edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. On this week's podcast, we're going to be talking about the OG, the original Xbox game, the one that probably got you into the Xbox.
Jade Halo Empire.
Combat Evolved. I am your host, Corey, and I am graciously joined by Basher.
What's the deal, good sirs?
This is it. This is the one. This is going to be the best episode we've ever done. That's not true. So I'm sorry if that's what you were coming here for.
we're covering the best game ever, right?
Sure. And the reason we're talking about Halo Combat Evolved is because before the ramp up to Halo Infinite, which we'll be releasing this November on PC, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X, they are doing releases of all these games on PC. So we're like, this is a good time to go back, check out these PC ports, play these games, and talk about them, and express our opinions on these games. And we started off with Halo Reach, and we had decided that maybe it's okay. It's an okay Halo game. Now, I know some people are probably super upset about that, and you're wrong, but
as they usually are, I mean,
that's okay.
The list is never right.
I mean, we're recording this, and you're not, therefore we're right.
Ooh, bars.
But before that, let's do a little bit of housekeeping and talk about the details of this game. This game is developed by Bungie. I'm sure you probably already knew that. Makers of Halo as well as Destiny. Regularly priced at $9.99 on the PC, but it is also part of the Halo Master Chief Collection. So if you buy that, you'll get that automatically. Okay, so now this is where it gets weird. Okay, this game does not have crossplay, but it does have cross-buy, and all the DLC is cross-buy, but it also is DLC, because you can buy this game by itself. So, I don't know. Does it have DLC or not?
I want to say no.
All right. I think it is DLC. Right? Who knows?
I mean, technically, it all is DLC.
Technically, it is, because you're downloading everything. Why do we even come up with it? It is also Xbox One X enhanced for you One X owners out there. They did a patch on it earlier. I think it was last year. Runs in 4K HDR. But we will talk about that frame rate when we're talking about this game, because it is not the best on that console. So, but let's get into it. Halo Combat Evolved.
Ooh, yeah. All right. I'm not going to lie to you. I was kind of excited, maybe, or had some high hopes going back to Halo Combat Evolved. I remember quite a fond time with Halo Combat Evolved. But then we started playing Halo Combat Evolved, and it's not what it used to be. Or maybe it was always was what it is, and I just didn't realize it.
So maybe we should start and preface this by saying, you know, I am more of a Halo person than you are. I think that's fair to say.
Oh, Halo's dumb.
I got into Halo late, but I am a Halo person. I really do enjoy Halo.
I'm a Halo person.
Yes. Well, I think there was a time where
we were all Halo people at one point.
Well, but there was a time that, like, you heard the word Halo and you're like, okay, yeah, like, that's a good game. And that's not so much the case anymore. You know, a lot of, you know, ever since Bungie stopped making them, you had Halo 4 and you had Halo 5. And a lot of people are no longer Halo people. So I will go on record and say I did not get into the series until Halo 3, really. And I think that's fair for a lot of people. I think a lot of people, they had heard that they had played the first two games, you know, maybe at a buddy's house. But not a lot of people had the original Xbox. So I was one of them, but I got it pretty late. So I had played those games, but Halo 3 was the Halo game that made me jump back in. And then and during that time, you know, I played campaign, I went back, and I played Halo 1, and I played Halo 2, and I enjoyed them for the most part. But Halo 3 is my Halo game, if that makes sense. So if you had to pick a Halo game, which one is the one for you?
Oh, 2 all the way. Like, absolutely. I'm a Halo 2 person myself.
Is that because of the campaign or because of the multiplayer?
That's what I'm eager to find out, because I remember playing the campaign. I don't remember me really loving it per se, but again, Halo's dumb. See, Halo has had had a lot of unforeseen success. Because this first game, the storyline is pretty airtight. It's kind of like, well, you have the Master Chief and the Marines here. They're fighting the Covenant and stuff. And they got to stop them from firing and using this Halo weapon. And you do that. Game over. You destroyed the only Halo ring. But it was well received. And now... it's like, no, I guess we need to make more Halo rings. Like, it's the only thing we could do here. So, like, for me, I remember playing through Halo 2 campaign and simply playing through it. Not that it was any sort of great, any sort of terrible. I remember having fun with it, but then again, it's co-op. I have fun with, anything is better with co-op. So I thought. So playing Halo CE again, I really thought that I liked CE more than I did. When I remember playing Halo CE, I mainly remember the last mission when you ride out with the Warthog. Like, the things that lead up to that is pretty not spectacular in a lot of ways. And I'm surprised at how kind of bare bones it was.
I don't want to say I'm surprised, because I have played that original game many times. It just became, you know, that and Doom on the Xbox 360. Those were just, and probably Diablo 2. Those were the games that me and my buddies played. You know, it was like, hey, you want to come over? Like, yeah, let's play some Halo, you know? And when we didn't want to go online, you know, we would just play some campaign. But we never really played the Halo 2 campaign. We played Halo 1. And so I have played that game to death 1,000 times. And so going back to it this time, I think there's some things that are, I don't want to say wrong with it. This remake that they did on the Xbox 360 and now has been ported to the PC, I don't like it. And I honestly think it hurts that game. It's like, it'd be like going to play in the original Doom, but it's like a completely different art style. And you know, it's the exact same game, but it there's just enough different in it. Like, things just look different enough, even though it feels the same. The slightest thing about it is off. And I honestly think that hurts it quite a bit. And I don't understand.
Does it? Because you can turn it on and off with the press of a tab button.
But it still exists. Like that seems like a petty thing, right? It's like, well, just don't use it. And sure, that's a fair argument, but it's weird because you should want to play the new way, right? Like this is supposedly going to be or supposed to be the definitive way to play Halo. And I just don't think it is. I don't like the way it looks at all. And I was kind of tabbing back because they have that feature, I guess, if you don't know, that you can switch between the first game or the original. Basically, both versions run at the same time, so therefore you can toggle between them, which is an awesome thing. Like that's such a cool thing to do. And maybe that was the problem. Maybe I was spending too much time just comparing the art. But I don't know. There's just something about that remake that I just don't like. And maybe it's because it lacks that simplicity that the original game had. And maybe it's also because you could play that original game, and even though it looked like crap and everything was a flat polygon and there was no texture to anything, it didn't really matter. Like that was, you saw where the franchise came from, and then you have this remake that isn't particularly great in my opinion. And so it soured me the wrong way. That was a long-winded way of saying that I think I agree with you in that I think there's parts of this game that I don't remember it being so repetitive and dull. But at the same time, I think part of that could be due to the remake of it as well as the issues we were having.
Yeah, the technical issues just overall with the Master Chief Collection is horrendous. It's
astounding.
It's not one game or the other. It's all, so far it's been all the games. It's like the Master Chief Collection is a technical mess. And
if you're playing co-op, if you're playing by yourself, it's right. Fine.
Yeah.
But if you play co-op, you're in for a bad time. Like, if you don't know, the Master Chief, when it originally launched on the Xbox, was a technical disaster. You know, it goes down as one of the biggest disasters in Microsoft's history of just how poorly managed it was and how crappy it ran and just straight trash. And that was one of the things, was that when you would play multiplayer, it would randomly desync. So therefore, like if you're playing a level, I could still move around, but then the other person, basically our games desynced and we were no longer tracking each other's movement. We were stuck wherever we were because the game logic was no longer moving forward. And on the PC, it seems like that's still a thing, but instead of it doing that, it just kicks you out. Like it just straight up crashes. And it's just like, no, we're disconnecting in 15 seconds if we can't reconnect. Which, A, why does that happen? Like, why does it just kick both of us out automatically? And B, did it ever reconnect for us? Like,
no,
It seemed like that. It's like, you got 15 seconds to reconnect. And it's like, I didn't do anything. Like, so like, do I have to play like a mini game to reconnect or something? Because I didn't change anything. And now you're telling me you're going to kick me out. Like, and it didn't happen more than, it did not happen just once. I mean, we eventually had to switch to Xbox because the PC version was just so broken, I guess you could say. But for the sake of argument, we did hop into multiplayer, zero issues.
Not a single problem. Like, so it's clearly the co-op aspect of it.
Right.
To touch on the dullness of this game, it's very much a PC game. Like in a sense that it's one of those PC games where they design a map, reuse a lot of aspects, and kind of have you go through it the best you can. And like if it's your first time going through it, or you don't remember how to get through it, there's a lot of where do I go, and worst of all, have you been here before?
Right.
Are there's, we still
like, the
here?
The library, or have we got in particular, here again? Yeah. And there's a level, like the level where you first meet the Flood, is literally the same room, just kind of copied and pasted, which I remembered, but for whatever reason, it just stuck out more this time. And again, I don't know if that's because of the remake, but I will say I agree with the middle of the game, but I still think those first three levels and the last level, so basically like 50% of the game, is still really good. I still really enjoy those levels, especially, I should know the name of the levels by now, but like the first one, you get the Warthog when you're on the beach, you know, and that's a great level.
Even that had a segment to it where it was kind of like, it was a rinse and repeat aspect that went on way too long. Like, we got to go to the towers or whatever, and then do something with like the towers, like either destroy the thing in the middle or clear the area. Like, you have to do it 3 or 4 times, and the repetitiveness of it was just dull. Because you jump into the Warthog, you get to the first tower, you clear it, you clear the waves, you clear the drop ships, and it's fun. You do it, you go drive out to the next part, you do it again. But then you gotta do it again. And it's like, that third time, I'm just like, I'm checked out. And that happens a lot for me in this game, where it's like, all right, we start off the mission, I'm having some fun, I like where this is going, it got there already, and now we gotta do this again and again and again and again. And it's like, I'm checked out by the second time we do this task. And I really feel like Halo CE is this sort of sandboxed, this very small sandboxed game where it's like, get from point A to point B, but when you do that, go back to point A and go back to point B, doing the same things over and over again. I'm just not a... It never really got to a... It never kicked to another gear for me, and when it did, it went back down to a state of dullness.
Like, everything you're saying is correct, but I don't know, for some reason, it didn't bother me on those first few levels the way it did in the middle. And I'm wondering if that is mainly because those first levels don't have the, at least it doesn't feel like it does, have those sort of rinse and repeat assets. And I'm not, like, I'm not trying to exaggerate what I'm saying. Like, some of those levels are literally copy and pasted, you know, the same area over and over and over, whereas those levels don't. So maybe that's why it didn't stick out as much to me. But no, like, I don't know. I also don't want to try to judge this game based on the merits of, you know, this game is what, 20 years old almost? Like,
I could play a lot of 20-year-old games and have a lot of good fun with it. I mean, I could pop in Deus Ex right now and have a go. I mean, like, it's not
I want to challenge that. Maybe we'll do that. I never liked Deus Ex, so maybe that's why. November 15, 2001, for the record. And, that's a good point. I mean, like, I can throw in Doom and have a grand old time.
And I picked Deus Ex specifically because I played it pretty maybe, what, 3 years ago?
So, that's interesting. So, I don't know. I'm struggling because I'm somewhere in the middle, but I'm wondering how much that remake, as well as the technical issues, sort of just... The technical issues were kind of the big one, because we would get almost through a level and then it's just like, nope. And it's just like, technical issues are never fun, and they can totally just destroy, depending on what they are. You know, if someone glitches through a wall, that's one thing, but just straight up killing your progress and making a start over, like, that can make the best game in the world feel terrible. So I'm sort of, I don't want to say struggling, but I'm sort of trying to come to a consensus in my head.
But with that in mind, however, that's, again, like, I'm counting that toward the gameplay experience, though. Like, if you can play this game as it was, as it came out, with a buddy, you will have a different experience. We're judging the Game Pass experience. So, like, the Game Pass experience is what we play, what we had to deal with. So, like, for me, like, you guys put this out again, finally, and it's fixed.
Quote, fixed.
And it's still a horrible experience. Like, I mean, like, when the dullness starts to kick in, you're right. Like, if the game's flowing, we're probably in a state of mind where it's like, all right, we can get through this fairly quickly. But when you hit that dull point and you have to restart that dull point once or twice or three times, it's like, I'm over this game entirely. Like, yeah. like no exaggeration. Like, do we need to, like, at one point it became, I mean, it took us so long to get to this point, to recording is, I mean, mostly because of me, like, cause, like, you'd say, like, are you ready to play more Halo? And I'm like, no. like, cause I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit a state of dullness that we're going to disconnect on. And then we're going to have to figure out how to reconnect and start over or just skip the rest of the level entirely.
Yeah. I mean, that's totally fair. This version of this game is not good. it's not a good remake in not just the art capacity, but it's also like I think it's just a shame because there is still cool stuff in there. Like, we haven't really even talked about like Halo as a game because I mean it's a at this point if you haven't played it, you know, there's a very good chance you've played it in some capacity, and this is the game that you want. You know, it's the first person shooter, it's the grenades, it's the sniper rifle, it's the stupidly overpowered needler, and the grunts still make ridiculous sounds. And then, you know, with the remake, you do get some of the cool stuff like the skulls to where you can turn on birthday party mode. And I don't know if I'm the only one, but I absolutely love birthday party mode.
It's fantastic.
Anytime you get a headshot.
Absolutely fantastic.
It's got all that cool stuff in it. And so, like, the core experience is there, but everything around it, in like you said, in this version of the game, isn't good, and that's just kind of sad. But and I do want to stress that we are only talking about the campaign. Probably should have done that at the beginning. Like I said, we did play multiplayer, and it was fine. It worked, and it did exactly what it was supposed to do. I think the interface is a little weird. I still find it kind of strange that you can. On the Xbox, it made sense, and it will make sense eventually on the PC. But on the Xbox, you could basically hop between all four games, and at eventually five with Halo Reach. And you could sort of pick your hopper that you wanted to go into. Like, you want to play Halo 2? Do you want to play everything? Do you want to have a rotation of only maybe 1, 2, and 3, or maybe 2 and 3? Like, so there's a lot of cool things that you can do in there. But on PC, it's like, do you want to play Halo 2 or Halo 2 Anniversary or Halo Combat Evolved? And it's like... For some reason, the Reach playlist wasn't there. And that's it. Okay, Microsoft. Bro.
Level with them.
We need to talk. Okay? It's no secret that your store is a little bit of a mess. But this licensing thing that you're doing with particularly Halo Master Chief Collection, figure it out. Figure it out. How many times was it like, you don't have this game? You need to go install it.
Oh, like, I forgot about the reinstalls. Crap.
Bro, I already installed it. It's like, you don't have it. I'm like, I go into the settings, and it's like, here's the games you have installed. All of them are there. Click on that one. You need to install it. All right. Like, what? Like, why is this so difficult? Seriously.
It really is. Man, like, again, like, at this point, I'm just the official, like, I used to be the Nintendo hater, but, like, I bought a Switch, and, like, who doesn't love a Switch?
It's fantastic.
Like, it's turning into one, it's like, it was turning into one of my favorite consoles, but then I lost it.
Still didn't find that, huh?
Nah. So I think I just lost it completely. Like, and it's not like someone has it lost it. Like, I just left it like somewhere where it's no longer usable. But I feel like I'm shifting over like to the whole. I don't think I like Microsoft stuff a lot anymore. Like, it's just like it's a very odd feeling to have because again. When I say Halo is dumb, I don't mean that Halo was never fun. They never made good games.
Well, Halo is dumb, but it's not bad.
Exactly.
Like, right. Like, you can be dumb. Like, Doom 2016? Stupid. The game is stupid. Still one of the best games ever made.
Exactly. Like, and that's kind of what I was feeling about the Halo series overall, aside from a game here or there. I just felt like it's overall dumb. They try to make it serious, and the fans try to add a story, try to lift the story up to where it's not really is, but the gameplay is still there, and the fun aspect is still there. And I gotta say, the playing this game, this version of the game, sucks a lot of the fun out of it when you're doing online co-op. And it's sad because the gameplay is still there. Like when you said, I wish I could play this entire game with just a needler. Like, it's like the weapons are still there. The gameplay is still there. Like Master Chief is still fun to play as. It's just a matter of, this is the worst way to play as him.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It's going to be strange because I think it's, you know, for the sake of this show, Game Pass or Pass, I think it's very clear that we're going to be saying you should pass on it. And that's a... That hurts. Like,
it kind of does.
Yeah, and it's like... But the thing is, I don't... I'm hesitant to say that you should pass on it because it's like, but I know there's a good game there, but you just can't get to it. Like... It's so strange that they go out of their way to make all these hoppers and to give you all these options and do all these things. But it's like, but there also isn't just an option to be like, I just want to play Halo. Like, let me turn off the anniversary. Let me just play Halo with a buddy and have it work. And you can't really do that. And that just seems super, super strange to me that I can't just play Halo with a friend in the year 2020, a game that came out in 2001. I can't do that. And the best way to do it is to pull out original Xbox or an Xbox 360 and throw in that original disc. And that's the best way to play that game, which is just as so bizarre to me. But, you know, I wonder if split screen works better. Maybe that's the key.
Oh, here. I bet, but, you it does.
Yeah, but that's not... even still, that's hard to... I can't recommend it for that reason. Like, if suddenly split screen worked, it's still, this is a feature of this game and it doesn't work. So, or work well, I should say. But that sucks. Like, the whole point of revisiting Halo to me, I was hoping for a good time. Like, it's one of Microsoft's key franchises, the key franchise, I think you could argue. I guess, does Minecraft count? I don't know. But yeah, so Game Pass or Pass, I think got to say, you got to pass on it.
This is crazy, man. It's absolutely ludicrous, because I believe you passed on Reach as well.
Which, yeah, and I made the joke, Halo Reach is a divisive game, as is, and a lot of people really, really like it. And I think a lot of their reasonings behind it are very solid. But to me, it's an okay Halo game. And when it came to the show, it's just like, you know, you can skip it, you know, and that was fully being in nostalgia mode of remembering the other games.
100%.
And I still recommend it. Like, I can't suggest that game in good faith right now and just be like, yeah, like, you should play that if you want the Halo experience, because I just don't agree with that. But I would take that over this, which is crazy. Halo Reach is my least favorite Halo game. But after playing this, it still is, but I'd still rather play that version over this Game Pass version, because it's just, it sucks.
this is absolutely ludicrous, because I felt more confident to say, let's pass on Halo Reach, let's begin the Halo CE. Like, we're getting to the big boy now. We're getting to the one we all like. And it's like, we got here and it's like, it's broken.
Right.
And the brokenness is amplified when you hit moments of lulls. Moments of lulls you don't quite remember were there. And it creates for an experience that is not Halo CE. Like, this is not the experience I remember playing through. This is not the experience I fondly remember playing through. So I would have to agree with you there, and this is just not the version of the game you should play. At least not right now.
Right. And it's been out long enough that it's fair to say it's not going to get fixed, right? Like, the Halo Master Chief Collection has been the story of this game. And I don't think it's fair to say that they haven't done work to it, because they clearly have, but it's clear that that work has gone to the multiplayer. It has not gone into fixing these campaigns. Halo 2 has launched officially on PC now, and we have played it. Full, you know, small spoiler alert, there's still issues, but they claim they are working on it. So we're not playing that next, so that game's got some time to marinate, I guess. But crap. Get your crap together. And it's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy. But all right, let's wrap this up. So a new game came out on Game Pass that we're going to be talking about next week. Minecraft Dungeons. That will be our next game. That is a day one release. That is a dungeon crawler from the team at Mojang, a very small team at Mojang. And rules of Game Pass, we got to play it. It's Microsoft. So, but we're also going to be talking about, we're working on some giveaways we're going to be talking about probably next episode. So tune in for that. As always, you can email us at gpopfans@gmail.com for your questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, everything that you want. And if you're listening to this, why don't you go give us a rating on your favorite store, whether it's iTunes, Google, Spotify. Can you even rate on Spotify? We really should look into this, huh?
Look into dropping Spotify? I agree.
Wow. How dare you? Actually, I think I did look into this, and you cannot rate on Spotify. But if you can, and I'm just too stupid to realize it, you should give us a rate. But it's to wrap this up, when it comes to Halo Combat Evolved and the Halo Master Chief Collection on Game Pass, pass on it.
That's tough, crazy. Man.
It's crazy. All right, that's going to do for this episode. We'll see you next week with Minecraft Dungeons.